Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Intersection on this Thursday night in July. Well, we had all kinds of news today. The president trying to distract. Amongst other things, he went over to see Jerome Powell, and he presented him with proof that they had went well over budget in their renovation to their building. And he handed this piece of paper to Jerome Powell, the chair of the Fed. Chairman took a brief look at it and said, "Well, you've included in here a building which we finished 5 years ago. So that wasn't even part of this." And just... another thing that happened, I'm sure you've seen this over and over on all the late night shows and TikTok and social media galore, is the inability... Which I've been saying this for a long time. Republicans are bad at math. But at this point, like elementary school math, and I don't know if it's the dementia or just sheer stupidity, but Trump said, and I meant to get this little clip for you, but it'll have to come later, that somehow I can't even Trump's gonna lower drug prices. Now, the way... Well, first of all, he said earlier this week, or maybe it was this weekend, that he was going to lower them so low they were going up 40, 50, 60%, 1,000%. But he didn't stop there. He's like 1,000, 500, 600, 1,500. I mean, just throwing random numbers out there, all of which... And I mean, I knew this. I was in elementary school when I learned this. But 100% is all. So if you lower it by 100%, it's free. Anything over that, then the drug companies are giving you money. And I don't know if it's he thinks they're stupid. You know, I tell you what it reminds me of. There is a scene in The Manchurian Candidate, both the one with Frank Sinatra and the newer one with old handsome black guy. What is his name? Really good looking. Did the insurance commercials. Ugh. I can't believe I can't think of his name. I saw it and I was like, oh. But in both of those, there's a scene where there's the senator, who is the father, keeps giving out different numbers of communists in the government or the military or whatever, but he keeps giving different numbers. And he said, you know, something to his wife. Oh, here comes Alan. So, let me just back up here and repeat what I just said so you understand you're not caught in the middle of a sentence here. The president, because I've been saying Republicans are bad at math, but this is a new low. So the problem, the president trying to distract from Epstein said, I'm going to lower drug prices. Here comes Wayne. And then, in the most bizarre thing, he says, I'm going to lower them. Not 40 or 50 or 60%. I'm going to lower them 1,000%. 600, 500, 1,400. I know that you all, the both of you, have passed elementary school math. If you lower the price of drugs 1,000%, what does that mean?
They pay you to take them.
Good answer. If you lower them 100%, they're free. How can you do it any lower than that? It doesn't make mathematical sense.
It doesn't make, like, third grade mathematical sense. Like, you should know this. But it reminded me of this scene from The Manchurian Candidate, both the one with Frank Sinatra and the newer one that came out in the 2000s, where the senator, who's the father, keeps announcing the number of communists in whatever organization, and the number keeps changing. And he says something to the mother, who is the bad guy in the movie, that, you know, if you just give me a specific number and stick with it so I'm not constantly changing the number. That's what it reminded me of. I'm just throwing numbers out there. But you have to be a complete moron. And I mean a complete moron. Is this the dementia, you think? Or is this just him? Is he this stupid? Or does he think his followers are this stupid? I think he's this stupid.
I think it's all.
Number two. He's just this stupid.
Yeah. And he's just saying numbers and doesn't understand that anything over 100, they're paying you to take the drugs. Okay.
Those math instructors that Trump had, was it Wharton College or Wharton Business? Those guys are rolling over in their grave right now.
Oh, you can bet it.
One of his professors at Wharton said that Trump was the stupidest student he ever had. And I'm not surprised, because he couldn't get in. They had to buy his way into school, and he had to pay somebody to take his SATs for him.
Yeah.
So it's just astounding. Well,
Charlie, we were just talking about how much Trump is going to lower prices of drugs.
Oh, sure.
It was in the news recently, 1,000% or whatever.
1,400, I think.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Drug company is going to pay you to take the drugs.
That's what Wayne said. And I said it's mathematically impossible to go below 100. 100%, they give you the drugs for free.
Yeah.
but then he had, actually, there is video of him explaining how he's going to make drug prices lower. He's going to convince other countries and the drug companies that they have to pay more, and thereby making what we pay less, because we're paying more than any other country.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
It doesn't lower it. And it's because he is so very stupid. He really is just imagine. If, you know, Biden, who they swore had dementia when he was in office, imagine him saying any of these things.
Biden what the response? Said him, even with dementia. You know, I mean, I just, you know, Biden's probably kicking back laughing, thinking of all those stupid people that believe Trump. And now they're on their calculators trying to figure out how he's going to get 1,000% lower. You know?
We have video of Jeffrey Epstein talking, because all these things, like going to the Fed today and trying to corner the Fed chief and getting his ass handed to him again.
That didn't work out well for him, right?
Because he's bad at math. Didn't. He hands him this piece of paper with some numbers on it. And he's like, oh, you had all these cost overruns. And Jerome Powell takes one look at it and goes, you've included a building that was finished 5 years ago. Yeah. And hands it back to him. It's like, no, you've got no proof here. And the guy who used to be the defense attorney for Trump, and is now with the Justice Department, one of the top people at Justice, went to speak with Ghislaine Maxwell today.
Yeah.
So the guy that defended Trump in a sexual assault lawsuit is now gonna, how much do you trust of any of what comes out of that? And what do you think was promised for her saying, you can trust none of that?
You know, I gotta tell you, Trump could have stopped all the Epstein stuff real quick by saying he was a friend of mine. I sent him a birthday card. I sent him a joke, a sexual joke on the birthday card. And that's where it ended. You know, except he doesn't need to deny what he did when he was with Epstein.
Yeah.
I mean, but he buried himself.
It makes him look
Epstein
so guilty.
Was a child molester, and we know that. That doesn't mean, I mean, I've known people that have been child molesters, but I'm not. And it doesn't mean you're a child molester. It's not, it doesn't
but,
work.
But the victims have pointed to Trump.
I got that. But I think that Trump would come out a different, instead of, I mean, he's even
if he had just
knew Epstein.
If he had just said nothing at all.
He's not good at that. He wants all the air in the room.
Yeah, he's a I was watching yesterday Texas Paul. And Texas Paul brought up a movie I've brought up many times on this show, and that is the movie Idiocracy.
Yeah.
And I've been saying we're living in an idiocracy. It was not supposed to be. It was supposed to be fiction and humorous and not actuality. But the difference between Idiocracy and what we have now in the way of government is President Camacho saw that not sure was the smartest person in the world, and he said, oh, you should be able to fix our problems, all of our problems, because you're the smartest person. Whereas Trump would be threatened.
Yeah.
Trump would be threatened. That is why he and his minions had to take down Dr. Fauci and Dr. Burke and convince everybody that they were terrible and they were stupid. Because Trump couldn't have anyone be smarter than him in the room, which is why his entire cabinet is so filled with people with no qualifications for the job they're doing.
I would venture to say that Dr. Fauci, when he was in third grade, is smarter than Donald Trump right now.
Obviously, yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but that's just my thought.
I mean, yeah. I think we can say at the moment of birth, Dr. Fauci was smarter than Donald Trump. It's crazy. All right, so we're gonna do trivia tonight. Which one shall we do?
How about something easy?
Then? Yeah, I was gonna say the easiest one. Yeah,
the easy ones. All right. Charlie,
we've been out there in 100-degree weather running around. Okay, take it easy.
All right, we'll take it easy on you.
At least so we can feel good about ourselves tomorrow.
Yeah, I tell you what, I was driving around with the air conditioning and whew, it was so bad today. Now, I realized, you know, there's several hours difference. Charlie is south of me by about 4 hours. That's I don't know how many miles it is. I just know how many hours it takes to get there.
If that's how you judge distance in Texas, is how long it takes to get places.
Right, exactly.
Because there's no mountains in the way.
No. It's just a straight shot on I-35. But, he lives southwest of me. But it was sweltering hot today. In North Texas. So, you know, and also humid at the same time.
Yes.
I don't know how you do that. I was just saying, I don't know how you do that, Charlie.
I bring my shirt out when I get done.
Good Lord.
I think something the three of us would probably get is if you ask questions about, like, copiers or something like that, how they work and stuff.
I don't have a list of questions about copiers, so you just have to settle for these. Okay. All right. Does O stand for latitude or longitude on the equator?
Latitude
is correct. All right. What three colors are on the Irish flag?
And not one of them is green.
Isn't that strange?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what colors are on the Irish flag.
I don't either.
Well, you're wrong.
Green's one of them.
Okay. Green is one of them. White and orange.
Okay.
All right. Tony Hawk is one of the world's most prominent practitioners of what?
Skateboarding.
Skateboarding is correct. What do people with albinism lack?
Melanin,
pigment.
At least these are easy. Tony Hawk is a third cousin to me.
Well, that's probably why you know it.
Other than that, I wouldn't know one skateboarder from another. He took me one time. He's a little younger than us.
I think
a lot younger than some of us. But anyhow, he took me, he lives in Southern California with his wife, to a skate park. And I about broke my neck every time I got on the damn skateboard, which was like 3 times. I couldn't go more than about 3 feet before I fell off of it.
Wow.
So, yeah, he can go up in the, you know, up and down this ramp and into the air and twist around.
Flip.
You know, and I'm like, okay, you know, that's great. Why don't you do that? And I'll see if I can hit you with a gun at the same time. You know, he laughed and we were just joking. But yeah. I mean, I've only seen him a couple times in my life. A third cousin, you know, but.
Yeah. I saw him on Khabir the other night. I think it was Khabir.
When he was younger, he was a, what do they call those? You know, the kids that all the girls are attracted to. He had blonde hair and he was young and cute, and the girls went nuts over him. You know, he has. I think he has. I think he has his picture in Tiger Beat or whatever the name
is. Tiger Beat. I remember Tiger Beat.
A heartthrob. That's
a heartthrob. That's what I'm trying to think of. Well, you know, he showed me the couple magazines he had when he was a kid, and he's got a nice house. He's got skateboards all over one wall. Isn't that cute? You know, like Mario Andretti, the car that he won in the Indianapolis 500. He hung it on the wall.
All right, what is Greece called in Greek?
Greece?
No.
No?
I used to
Baklava.
Know that. No. I used to know that.
Hellas. Hellas.
Hellas, yeah. All
right. GPS technology helps us with travel directions. What does the acronym GPS stand for?
Global Position Satellite.
Satellite's incorrect.
System.
System is system. Correct. Global Positioning System.
But you said,
oh, really?
Oh. Yeah, but it's system. You're right.
Yeah, I always thought it was satellite, so. Because it's done with satellites.
It's done with satellites, yeah.
Who founded Facebook?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Great. What is the name of the film in which Al Pacino played Tony Montana?
Scarface
is correct. I thought that was going to be a quick one. That sounds like, I thought for sure Alan would know that one. That sounds like an Alan movie.
Well, Alan got it right first, right about the, you know, a third of a second before Wayne and Charlie spilled it out. So, on with the next.
All right. Julius Caesar supposedly said, Vine, vidi, vici. What does this mean?
I came, I saw, I conquered.
Correct.
I thought it was who stole the toilet paper.
If your zodiac sign is a fish, in which 2 months could you have been born?
Boy, now I don't know that.
That I know that whether I was believed in astrology or not, but it's a February and March.
That is correct. Huh. What jersey number did the Canadian ice hockey player Wayne Gretzky wear?
What jersey number?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
99?
That is correct.
Oh, jeez.
That was a wild guess. Oh, man.
All right. What is plastic made of?
What was the first part?
What is plastic made of?
Polycarbonates.
Petroleum-based.
Petroleum, yeah.
Yep. Crude oil.
Yep.
What is China's largest city?
Beijing. Hong Kong.
Shanghai.
Shanghai, Shanglo.
All right. Who broke the world record in the 100-meter dash with a time of 9.58 seconds in Berlin in 2009?
Jesse Owens.
Not in 2009.
Oh, that's right. I was saying,
wow. 1939. Fast for an old man, wasn't he?
He would have been pretty old in 2009.
Carl Lewis.
Nope. Again, he would have been pretty old in 2009.
I guess he would have been too. It's got to be Usain Bolt then.
You go. All right. What color is the precious stone sapphire?
Pink?
It's blue, isn't it?
It's blue, yes, but guess what? What? Sapphires come in every color.
Oh, trick question.
I know, but yeah, but this says blue. The card says blue. And normally when you're buying sapphires, you're talking blue. And really sapphire. Actually,
yeah, I can see that.
if it's red or pink, it's considered a ruby. Yeah. But no, it's actually ruby, the same yeah. stone. Ruby and sapphire are the same stone.
Oh, no.
They're both beryl. So, yeah, they. But blue is correct based on this.
Yeah.
We've got some white sapphires.
Yeah.
Doesn't call those diamonds?
No. No. Sapphires are not as hard as diamonds.
Yeah. Oh, in here. Yeah.
A rock specialist would know that.
And honestly, it's difficult to tell when you've got a cut sapphire that's white and a cut diamond. It's difficult to tell the difference between the two.
If you put them in a vise and hit them with a sledgehammer, you'll probably find out.
No, you still wouldn't.
I don't think so.
Okay. But a scratch test would tell you.
Hydraulic jack that measures the amount of weight that's between the two hydraulic jacks, and it'll tell you that the sapphire will crush before the diamond or something, maybe? I don't know.
No, just a scratch. You don't need to do all that. A scratch test will do it. But actually, there's little electronic kind of pulse things that'll give off a different frequency.
Okay.
How many continents are there in the world? That is correct, Charlie. But say seven. It out loud.
Seven.
That was a seven. It looked like this to me.
Oh, no, 5 and 2.
Oh, 5 and 2. Now I can see it. Okay.
All right. Let's see here. What happened?
Name them. Oh.
Well, sure. Go ahead.
North America, South America, Australia, Europe, Asia, Africa. Which one am I missing?
Antarctica.
Antarctica.
Antarctica. Antarctica is the one.
There you go. All right. Extra points. What happens if you select text and press Control C on your keyboard?
Clear the screen.
No.
It copies the text.
It copies the text. I use Control C, Control V all the time.
Well, it's probably good that we didn't talk about copiers.
What is the name of Elvis Presley's mansion in Memphis?
Graceland.
Graceland is correct. What is the official language of Brazil?
Portuguese.
Portuguese is correct. Right. What does the acronym LOL stand for?
Laughing out loud.
Yep, that's correct. All right, how many cents are there in 1 euro?
Cents in 1 euro? I've never heard of a euro.
You've never heard of a euro?
The euro. Oh, euro. I thought you said euro.
Euro, like a European dollar. How many cents? How many pennies? 100 is correct. What do you call a person who generously donates large amounts of money to charity?
Philanthropist.
A philanthropist is correct. How big is the population of the United States?
340 million.
Well, this is 320, but this may be a couple of years.
Yeah.
Couple of years old. But not it's not very old. What do you set the clock forward or back 1 hour when shifting to daylight savings time?
Forward.
Forward. Spring forward. Yep. All righty. Moving right along here. What do you drink if you drink Evian?
Bottled water.
Yeah. Water. Mineral water.
Okay.
Who is Cassius Marcellus Clay Jr., better known as?
Muhammad Ali.
Correct. What is it called in bowling when all the pins are knocked down during the second attempt?
Strike?
No.
No, it's a spare.
It's a spare. Correct.
It's the only two terms I know in bowling. That was a guess.
What is the last name of brothers Liam and Noel in the band Oasis?
Not a clue.
All right, I'm going to give you a hint. It's also the name of a comedian who hit watermelon with a sledgehammer.
Gallagher.
Gallagher, yeah, is correct. He came to Beaumont once.
Really?
I didn't go see him, but I knew people that did.
I hear that's the big thing in the front crowd. Not that they're going to get wet, but if somebody can catch a seed as it's flying through the air, that's a big deal.
I didn't go. I just knew people that went.
He's funny. I like him.
He is funny.
Yeah. It was funny.
Didn't he pass away?
Yeah, he died year or two ago.
Yeah.
And not that long ago. Who was the Soviet Union's final president?
Gorbachev.
Gorbachev is correct. How many bones are in the human body?
Oh boy, I used to know this.
What? 206.
206 is correct.
Yeah,
what is the process used by plants to convert energy from sunlight and store it in chemical bonds?
Photosynthesis.
That is correct. What sport is depicted in the logo of the fashion brand Ralph Lauren?
Horse.
What sport?
Oh.
Polo.
Polo is correct. That's why they're called polo shirts.
Yeah. Unless you get them at Kmart. Then they're just called the collared shirts.
If you can find a Kmart now, I'm really impressed.
Okay, Walmart. Sorry. I think Kmart's been out of business a few years.
Yeah.
They were actually owned by Sears at one time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember their blue light special, Attention Kmart Shoppers.
Oh, my dad loved Kmart. My dad loved Kmart and Treasure City and Gibson's.
Oh, the last two I never heard of, huh?
You never heard of Gibson's? Or I think Treasure City might have been local, but... I thought Gibson's was more widespread.
The only two things I know about Gibson is they make guitars and they made washers and dryers. Other than that, I didn't know they had a credit card.
I didn't know there was a Gibson washer and dryer. I did know about the guitars, but we had a discount store, Gibson's. All right, what is the tower attached to a mosque from which muezzins, muezzins, I have no idea, call the faithful to prayer called? What's that tower on a mosque called?
Radio transmitter? I don't know.
A minaret?
A minaret is correct.
Oh, that's good, Charlie. Wow.
What drink does James Bond famously prefer shaken, not stirred?
Martini.
Martini is correct. What is the French Emperor Napoleon's last name?
Bonaparte.
Bonaparte is correct. What city is Lady Gaga from?
New York. This is for you.
New York is correct. What are the streets that run north-south in Manhattan called?
Avenues.
That is correct.
Oh, okay.
What is the square root of 36?
Six.
Six is correct. Who is the Greek goddess of victory?
Well, it certainly isn't Donald Trump.
There's a tennis shoe brand with the same name as this particular goddess.
Adidas?
No, but you're close.
Avia?
Nike?
Nike is correct.
Oh, wow. That's only two tennis shoes I can think of.
A goddess named Nike?
There was a Greek goddess named of victory named Nike.
Wow.
What author wrote the best-selling book, The Da Vinci Code?
Oh, God, I used to know that.
Oh, yeah, God damn it. Excuse me. That wasn't the answer.
What's his first name? His last name is Brown, but I can't remember his first name.
God, I've read the book. I saw the...
Sam Brown. I don't know.
There you go. Dan Brown.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as you said that, I thought, yep, there he's Charlie's got it.
Yeah. All right. What are the colors of Italy's flag?
White.
White is one. There are two more colors.
Oh. Red.
Green and red.
Red and what was the other one you blue? Said?
I said green. White, green, and red.
No. White, green, and red is correct.
Oh, I always thought it would just be a white flag. Every war they went to, they'd just take the white flag with them.
Oh, no.
In what year was John F. Kennedy assassinated in Dallas, Texas?
1963.
That is correct.
How would you ever forget that? That's like saying, what year did 9/11 take place in?
Nobody's gonna no, that'd be a good question but for Donald Trump. I'm sure he'd have a good answer.
The reason that I know this is that it is 1 year before I was born. So I was born in 64. Oh. I know. When people ask me, where were you when Kennedy was shot? I'm like, just a glimmer in my parents' eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. that makes it easy.
Forget sitting in my mathematics class in eighth grade when that announcement came over the PA.
Boy. Yeah, I think I was in eighth grade study hall at the time.
Yeah, I was a little younger, and I'm still a little younger than both of you, but I was at my grandparents' house, and the TV was on, and I was watching TV, sucking on my fudgesicle, or whatever I was doing, and we had finished dinner, and the news came on, you know, that Kennedy was assassinated, and my parents, grandparents, everybody's crying, and I'm like, who is this, and still, oh, president, you know, and me, you know, I was a smart kid, the president of what? You know, my mother remembers me asking that to this day. Oh, well, okay.
Oh, this happened to me. I didn't try and call back, but if you get a one ring hang up call, do not call that number. The reason is when you do, it will then download onto your phone an app that will steal all your information.
I don't know if I buy that.
Okay. Yeah, no. I got
if somebody rings one ring and hangs up, If it doesn't show up on my caller ID, I don't call them back anyhow.
Yeah, if I don't know who it is, if it's a number I don't recognize, I'm not going to call them back.
I'm not going to
call them back. Well, I did a quick search for the phone number on Google rather than calling the number back. And absolutely, it came up and said, oh, this is they hang up. Actually, I searched for the identity of the company that showed up.
This is what Wayne lives for. Spam calls and people like that. He has the whole line down pat. He can keep these guys on the phone for a half hour.
Well, but the way that this thing works is that you have to call them back. So they just let it ring once, and then it automatically hangs up. And it's,
you know, I'm sure
why would it matter how many times it rang? Why could it ring 10 times and then you call it back and then
Still download it? Well, because they ring and hang up, people think, what is this? I must have missed this call. And they call them back. So that's,
it's got to be somebody on my caller ID that pops up.
Yeah.
Before I'm going to call him back.
Well, it lists the company name when they call. And so I just Googled that, and it said it'll have a 715 area code. It's from outside of the country.
And you think, I know nobody outside the country, so I'm not calling you back, huh?
Yeah, no, I didn't call back, but I just wanted to know, all right, what is this company? So I searched for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that. So that's just an FYI for all the listeners and all of you. If you get a one ring hang up, don't call back. I can't remember the name of the company. What does Homer Simpson do for a living?
He works for a nuclear power plant.
That is correct. He's a safety inspector at a nuclear power plant. Excuse me. What is the more common name for a Cuba Libre cocktail?
Rum and Coke?
That is correct. Rum and Coca-Cola.
If you spent as much time in a bar as I did.
I mean, I was a bartender, so...
Oh, you were a bartender. I was just a cop that would drink a lot.
You were just a drinker.
It was always just a rum and Coke to me.
Yep. I heard Cuba Libre one time, and I thought, what the hell? Why don't you just say, you know...
Rum and Coke. All right. Adobe Acrobat Reader is the most frequently used... is most frequently used to read computer files ending in what extension?
PDF.
Correct. What is the name of the political party led by Nelson Mandela from 1991 to 1999?
The ANC.
The ANC, the African National Congress. What is Cosa Nostra another name for?
A mafia.
Mafia, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, La Costa Nostra means, or La Costa Nostra means our family.
Our family,
our thing, something like that.
What does the Latin word rex mean?
The king.
King is correct. All right. What company released the game console Wii?
Apple.
What company released the game console
Wii? Well, okay. I don't know.
Toshiba.
Who makes the most game consoles? Think back to when you were younger.
PlayStation? Oh, I don't know.
Nintendo?
Nintendo.
Okay.
I never used one, so never. I don't know if I've ever even seen one live, so.
I just didn't know who made it.
Somebody that had, you know, as many kids as you had, Charlie, I'm, you know, you probably had 50 of them.
No, actually, the kids have never had them. When I was in the senior community in Arizona, we played Wii all the time.
In the senior community?
Yeah.
You mean they got tired of bingo?
Yeah, you could play like, it had these things you hold in your hand, and you could like play tennis or golf or whatever.
Or golf, or yeah. We did all of that.
Okay.
All right. And what British band was Mark Knopfler the lead singer? One of my favorites.
I think it's Pink Floyd.
Nope.
No.
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 Think the song Sultans of Swing.
Dire Straits.
Dire Straits is correct.
Okay. I knew I heard that name somewhere, but I couldn't think of it.
Mark Knopfler also provided the soundtrack for Wag the Dog and Princess Bride.
Oh, I remember the Princess
Bride. He's quite the composer.
Yeah.
Who is Ted Bundy?
He was a serial killer.
That is correct.
Who was Ted Bundy?
The question does say who was Ted Bundy. What U.S. city was one of the largest and most prominent? What U.S. city has one of the largest and most prominent LGBT communities in the world and is nicknamed the gay capital of the world? And if you get this one wrong, Alan,
I was going to say San Francisco.
Yeah. Right. I didn't have to look at the answer. I was like, and Alan, if you get this wrong.
Yeah, I was just going to say San Francisco. It could have been Dallas for all I knew. No, it wasn't Dallas.
It was clearly San Francisco.
When you finished the question, I knew then immediately it was San Francisco.
Yeah. I knew you did. That's why I was like, if you get this wrong.
New York has a pretty big gay community, too.
Oh, sure. And so does Dallas. And so do most major cities.
Uh-huh.
All right. In what state is Gettysburg located?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is correct.
Oh, I would have gotten that wrong.
What is the name of former U.S. President George W. Bush's mother?
Barbara.
Barbara is correct. How many disciples did Jesus have?
12.
12 is correct. Except there was that 13th one. Chris Rock.
That betrayed him?
No, the Chris Rock in Dogma. Remember the movie?
Oh.
I think it was Chris Rock.
That was an interesting movie, Dogma.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. What science, if you have that on VHS or DVD, they're worth a lot.
Really?
Dogma? Wow.
And because they were like taken off the market, the controversy, I don't know. My son can tell you all the details of it. Wow. But yeah, if you have on VHS or on DVD or Blu-ray, Dogma, it might be worth something.
With Linda Farina, no, and Ben Affleck and Matt Dillon?
Damon.
Matt Damon. Yeah, $15, $18 even on Amazon right now, the DVD.
Wow.
So.
Hmm.
But then there's the thing underneath why people ask, why is it not on DVD? Dogma was produced by Disney-owned Miramax. But Disney didn't want to release it. So the Weinsteins sold it to themselves as investors, whatever. You can get it on Blu-ray, too.
Huh.
That's interesting. I would bet the VHS version is probably worth quite a bit.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go, just keep talking. I'm going to go to Amazon and see if it's in VHS. VHS, you can get it on VHS tape for $25. Blu-ray is $70. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Okay, anyhow.
All right. What is the Italian word for ham?
Burger. No.
Burger?
I don't know. Ham?
No. Y'all give up? Prosciutto.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, so when someone says, let's put a little prosciutto on it. On this.
I've never heard
they're
of
really just saying, let's put a little ham on it.
Okay. Prosciutto, is that what you said?
Huh?
Did you say the word?
Prosciutto.
Prosciutto. Yeah. That's a thin sliced piece that they wrap around a piece of melon and serve them for hors d'oeuvres. I thought that was just meant for hors d'oeuvres. Okay. Who knew that that was the actual?
It's just ham.
Yeah, that's right. It's thin cut ham. They wrap around a piece of melon and stick a toothpick through it and you serve it to your guests.
Well, there's a lot of things that can be done with prosciutto, but you know, people make it like it's a fancy thing. It's just ham. If they called it ham, thin sliced ham. All right. How long is the average menstrual cycle?
28 days.
28 days is correct. A lunar cycle. What are you eating if you are eating a golden delicious?
Apple.
Apple is correct. How do you say hi in French?
Bonjour.
Bonjour is correct. What was the name of the two brothers who published the fairy tales Cinderella and Rapunzel and Sleeping Beauty in 1812?
Brothers Grimm?
Brothers Grimm is correct. What are the Japanese poems with 17 syllables in the pattern 5-7-5 called? What are the Japanese poems with 17 syllables in the pattern 5-7-5 called? It's a really short poem. What's it called? Haiku.
Haiku?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What art style is associated with Claude Monet?
Oil paintings?
Impressionism?
Impressionism is correct.
Okay.
Alrighty.
I took art history 50-something years ago.
I didn't take it, but my mother took it. I will never forget. So there were studies, she was in a primitive art class, and it was when Jim was just a little, he was still in a buggy. And it was at that class where Mom and I would exchange him. She would watch it. I'd pick him up from that class, and she'd drop it. That's where we exchanged Jim. Well, occasionally, Mark would take Jim, and I would go watch Mom's class. Now, on this one particular day, various students were presenting slideshows about different primitive art from different parts of the world. And two students did the country Micronesia.
Wow.
Now, the first one told you about how they took their yams that they grew and carved them and made little things. But the second one described things like, when the women had their menstrual cycles, they were unclean and they would go, they had to stay away from the men. And then the men, when the boys reached, you know, their teenage years, would gain the essence of life from the elder men in the tribe by giving them a blowjob.
No.
And it gets better. Because all we heard from the first, we had just watched on the same thing, and all of it was like, they're carving this. So this is the second one about the same place. They bled their penises on the crops to make them grow. Now, after having just seen this, we go back to my mother's house, where my sister has, Misty, the one running for Congress right now, had just arrived. And she's telling us she's going to join the Peace Corps and go where? Micronesia. The same day. I mean, it took about 10 minutes for Mom and I to stop laughing when she said that. And what was great was at some point when the guy is given this presentation slideshow talking about bleeding the penises and what all not. At some point, someone in the class, are you talking about sweet potatoes? And the whole class broke up. It was like, yeah, but all this other stuff.
Okay.
I have never remembered any other slide presentation. Book report, so to speak, essay, in my entire 60 years, but that one I remembered. Oh, all right. On what beverage can you read Old Number 7 brand on the label?
Jim Beam.
Oh, you're so close.
Jack Daniels.
Oh, okay.
What disease, known as the French disease, did Al Capone suffer and ultimately die from?
Syphilis.
Syphilis is correct. What job did the seven dwarfs have in Snow White?
They were gold miners.
Yeah, they were miners. Yeah. They had all kinds of gemstones and gold and silver and all that. All right. And last on this card, what is the stage name of Marshall Bruce Mathers III? Eminem.
Oh, that's Eminem's name?
That is Eminem.
Oh, no wonder he uses Eminem.
Yeah.
All right. Well, folks, we are out of time. So I want to thank you, Alan. And thank you, Wayne. And thank you, Charlie, for joining me here. I had fun. I hope you did.
Me too.
As I remind you each night, it isn't what we don't know that gives us trouble. It's what we know that ain't so. That's a quote from Will Rogers.